It's Wednesday, October 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Boko Haram, the Nigeria-based Muslim terrorist group, has made itself infamous around the world due to its attacks against civilians, including many young children. This included the kidnapping of 276 Nigerian girls. They're not only active in Nigeria, though. They've been attacking in Niger, Chad, and Cameroon for several years. Some of Boko Haram's recent attacks into northern Cameroon have caused major problems for the populations there, reports International Christian Concern. The people of Cameroon are already undergoing the stress and struggle of a civil war in that country. The Boko Haram attacks have caused enough problems and killed enough people that officials closed 60 schools in northern Cameroon along the border with Nigeria in an attempt to save the lives of children and teachers. This caused another problem, though. The Cameroon children are falling behind in their studies, forcing them to work on farms while they miss out on their education. Many of these children give up on school, making it hard for families to ever break out of the extreme poverty. Please pray for this war-torn country. Luke 6, verse 22 says, "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man." The Senate's 52-48 vote confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court has outraged the left. Listen to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, who appears to think that the sky is falling.
"At the end of this sordid chapter in the history of the Senate, the history of the Supreme Court, my deepest and greatest sadness is for the American people. Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination. As the globe gets warmer, as workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights. Monday, October 26th, 2020, it will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate."
You would think he was describing Adolf Hitler, not the accomplished pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-constitution jurist who is the mother of seven, two of whom she and her husband adopted from Haiti. In light of Senator Schumer's support for abortion and infanticide, his most ironic remark was his reference to the, quote, "generations yet unborn," end quote. In related news, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina appeared on Fox News Monday night with a strikingly different message from Democrat Senator Schumer.
"To the American people, you're the biggest winner tonight. You have a constitutional conservative woman who understands the difference between my job and being a judge. Thank you, President Trump. But the big winner tonight is conservative women. To all those conservative women who get beat up by the mainstream media for embracing your faith, being pro-life, being traditional in your family structure, you're a winner tonight. There's a seat at the table for you. This is not a glass ceiling being broken. This is a concrete barrier being broken."
CBS anchor Nora O'Donnell interviewed the Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on 60 Minutes. When O'Donnell asked Harris some tough questions, the California senator laughed awkwardly.
"You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator."
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage.
Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for all. You've supported legalizing marijuana. Joe Biden doesn't support those things. So are you going to bring the policies, those progressive policies that you supported as senator, into a Biden administration?
What I will do, and I promise you this, and this is what Joe wants me to do, this was part of our deal. I will always share with him my lived experience as it relates to any issue that we confront. And I promised Joe that I will give him that perspective and always be honest with him.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to address this, because at the Republican National Convention, yeah. President Trump made the case that Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for socialist policies, for the left wing of the Democratic Party. Are you going to push those policies when you're vice president of the United States?
I am not going to be confined to Donald Trump's definition of who I or anybody else is.
Conservative talk show host Glenn Beck asked a good question about Kamala Harris's response to Nora O'Donnell's questions on 60 Minutes.
You're the most liberal. Oh, my. Why is she laughing? Every time she is asked a tough question, she laughs. It's unsettling. Make no mistake, she's going to be the president of the United States.
If Biden wins,
she will be the president. I'm not saying that Biden's not going to be the president for a while, but he's not going to last for 4 years. We all know that. This is the next president of the United States.
And finally, United Church of Christ congregations based in New England recently helped to eliminate $26.2 million in medical debt for families in 7 states and first responders nationwide, reports the Christian Post. The amount was raised by a coalition of 122 churches through the New York-based nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt, which buys medical debt for just pennies on the dollar. In Luke 4, verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set the oppressed free." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, October 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.